I had on my comfy clothes, my table was cleared, and I was ready to study for the RD exam. I had my back to the window so I wouldn't be distracted by the trees blowing in the wind. I had a perfect cup of hot tea on the table with milk and sugar, just the way I like it. I was ready to study. My binder was on the table in front of me with way too many papers and thousands of words I needed to review. Other piles of papers from my past nutrition classes also on the table because I didn't know what concepts might need a little refresher. I had highlighters, different colored pens, Post-its, which are my personal favorite, and a notebook. I started reading my notes and writing things out because I remember best when I write out what I study. A couple minutes in, I became more aware of my heartbeat and couldn't ignore the ticking sound of the wall clock next to me. I'd never noticed how loud that thing was before. I started to feel overwhelmed when I saw just how many pages I had to study. My focus shifted from studying to worrying that I would never be able to remember everything and would never be ready to take the RD exam. Sound familiar? Stay with me. You're not going to want to miss this episode of the RD Exam Made Easy podcast. I'm Jana Nickel, a multi-passionate registered dietitian, entrepreneur, and educator. For more than a decade, I've had the privilege of working with incredible dietetic interns. At the end of their internship, many interns are overwhelmed as they start studying for the RD exam. It wasn't so long ago I was studying for the exam, not knowing where to start and lacking confidence that I would pass. With my vast experience in dietetics, I created the RD Exam Made Easy podcast to help you feel confident and ready to pass the exam so you can start using that hard-earned RD credential and begin the career of your dreams. If you're an ambitious RD-to-be studying for the RD exam and excited to start changing lives, you're in the right place. Get ready for the RD Exam Made Easy podcast. Well, hey there, friend. Studying can be overwhelming at the best of times, but there's something about the RD exam that can feel extra intense, but it doesn't have to be that way. Having an actionable plan in place can alleviate a lot of the stress and anxiety. In this episode of the RD Exam Made Easy podcast, you're not only going to learn the importance of creating a study schedule, but you're also going to learn how to create one that works for you. Be sure to stay with me. I have something special you're not going to want to miss. I took so many exams just to become a registered dietitian, but it didn't end there. I've taken multiple exams since I've been a dietitian. I know you can relate because you've made it this far, and exams are just part of the process. What I know for sure is that it's really hard to study when you don't know where you're going. You can easily feel like you're going in circles. My hope for you by the end of this episode is that you feel a little less overwhelmed about studying and feel confident to put some structure in place so you can create a studying plan that works for you. Getting organized and having a strategy that works for you will make all the difference. So before you get started with the exam content, I highly recommend you take the first step and create a study schedule. And if you've already started studying, that's great. It's never too late to put something in place to help you through this part of your journey. You will do your best studying when you have a study schedule to follow. I used to work off one to-do list, but it got way too overwhelming. When my to-do list was more than a page long, I didn't even know where to start. What I've learned since then, and unfortunately, I've learned it the hard way, is that the best way to get things done is to create a clear schedule on what needs to be done that day. This helps you break down the long list into shorter, more manageable lists. And honestly, this is the best strategy to use with anything. I use this method all the time, not just when it comes to studying. I use it every day. And like I said, even though I've been a dietitian for many years, I still have to study. It doesn't go away. I've taken the Certified Nutrition Support Clinician exam, or the CNSC, 3 times now. And I've taken the IBCLC exam, or Lactation Consultant exam, 2x. I still study before I take any exam, and in order to get through all the content while still working full-time and dealing with my other responsibilities, I have to have a study schedule in place to keep me on track and to make sure I've given myself enough time to cover all the material. Now, this is not the first exam you've taken. You've taken many exams in order to get to where you are today. If you have a method that's worked for you, keep doing it. We're all different, so we all learn differently. You are uniquely you. You might still be in your dietetic internship, so you're juggling your rotations and coursework, and maybe even a family and a part-time job. If you're working already in the field as an eligible registered dietitian, which you may also hear it referred to as RDE, fantastic. I started working in my first job, which was in public health, as an RDE, and took the RD exam about a month after I started working. Lots of dietitians start this way. The RD exam is something not only on your mind, but also a big part of your to-do list. I previously mentioned how a study schedule is a great tool to hold yourself accountable. This is so critical because it's easy to get tired and push studying off to another day. But when it's written down, and especially if it's one of the only priorities you have for that day, it gives you a little push to study and not put it off for another day. So let's go over some steps I encourage you to take when creating your study schedule. On a daily basis, I want you to write down all your non-negotiables for the day. This would be things like your internship rotation, work, appointments, basically any commitments where other people are counting on you, such as a job or showing up to your internship site. You know what you need to do, so write those down as non-negotiable, must be done that day. Then I want you to write down any other things you really should do that day, such as grocery shop, or maybe you need to go to a friend's birthday dinner. Once all this is written down for the day, take the time to evaluate how much time you have left to study. I want you to be realistic. If 20 minutes is all you have time for, that's okay. It's still 20 minutes. Write it down on your calendar and hold yourself accountable to sit down and study for those 20 minutes. Now, if you get to this point and you have no time to study, you're going to need to do some time analysis and make some adjustments, either by moving a negotiable task to another day, or if that's not possible, then you can add more time to study another day. Having a day-to-day calendar with your daily tasks is the best way to stay on top of all your commitments. It not only clarifies what you're doing that day, but it also makes it easier to hold yourself accountable to completing those tasks. And by writing it out, you're able to truly identify what you do and don't have time for. If you try to cram too many things into one day, you're inevitably going to feel overwhelmed and anxious. And let's face it, this often leads to feelings of disappointment. It can be frustrating when you don't get everything done on your list. It also feeds back into the worry loop that you're never going to get it all done. So you really got to be realistic when outlining your day and prioritizing everything you need to get done. The last thing you need is to be frustrated because of a lack of study time. One of the common questions I get asked is how much time you should spend studying on a daily basis. So So this is the thing. It depends on how much time you've given yourself to study. I'm not a fan of cramming, especially for this exam. It's a big exam and covers many different topics and areas of dietetics. It's like a little bit of this and a little bit of that. There may be some practical questions and scenarios on how you'd approach different situations, which requires you to use your critical thinking skills. You might need to do some calculations too, and the test questions are often based on how well you answer a question. If the test notices you're struggling with a concept, say for example you're struggling with the clinical or medical nutrition therapy questions, it will give you more questions on that topic. So I really recommend not waiting until the last minute to study. I recommend you study anywhere from 1 to 2 hours a day. And I know you can accomplish this if you have a study schedule in place. When I took the RD exam, I gave myself 6 to 7 weeks to study. I felt pretty confident at that point that I had reviewed enough material to pass the exam. Some days were longer study days, especially when I wasn't working. But once I started working, I only had a couple hours to study in the evening. Deadlines are really helpful in keeping you focused, so don't be scared to schedule your exam. I've seen so many students continue to push off scheduling the exam because they're so afraid they won't be able to study everything they need to know. So don't be scared. In fact, I recommend you do schedule your exam because then you know how much time you have, which will help you put together a much better study plan. Another thing I need to emphasize is to not forget about sleep. Sleep is very important, so don't neglect it. The last thing you want is to fall asleep while studying. Plus, you can't think straight when you haven't slept enough, which impacts how effective your studying will be. Your time is very precious. It really sucks when you've studied and read, but at the end, you can't remember what you studied. I know some people can function with less sleep than others. Generally speaking, I'm one of those people, but I gotta be honest, when I get a good night's sleep, I do feel a lot better. I'm in a happier mood, I feel like I can concentrate better, and I don't feel like my eyelids are heavy when I'm reading or studying. So make sure you do prioritize sleep. And lastly, be sure to set aside time for exercise, even if it's only a walk around the block. Get some exercise and move your body. It really should be part of your study routine because it's a critical component in helping you stay focused with a clear mind. Now, this is a helpful tip, and I recommend you try to do this. Try to recap what you studied the day before. Don't obsess and spend too much time on this. Just scan over the material, refresh it in your mind, and then spend the majority of your time studying the new material. If you don't understand something and you feel you need to spend more time on it, that's okay, do that. Maybe you focus on it that day, or maybe you can put an asterisk next to it and come back to it later. So let me give you an example of what a recap would look like. If you're going to study for 2 hours today, spend 15 to 30 minutes reviewing the material you studied yesterday, and then spend the rest of the hour and a half studying new material. And I cannot say this enough. Remember to have a positive can-do attitude. You can do this. You've made it this far. You know your stuff. So be kind to yourself and remember that you've taken a lot of tests and have probably learned more random things than you ever thought you would have. The words you tell yourself are very powerful. What you put out in the universe comes back to you. So manifest passing the exam. Envision yourself as a registered dietitian, working wherever you see yourself working when you're done. This not only helps you feel better, but it also keeps you focused on the most important thing right now, studying and passing the exam. If you have a friend who's also studying for the exam, ask them if they're willing to hold you accountable. You can do a daily check-in to see if each of you followed through with your study goals for that day. If you know someone else is going to check in with you and hold you accountable, it's a lot harder to push studying off to another day. I do this not just with studying, and it's been really helpful in pushing me forward. So give it a try. And if you don't have a friend taking the exam at the same time, you can always ask a family member or another friend to hold you accountable. Now, remember I said I have something special for you? Well, to help make this process easier, I created a free study schedule to help you set a daily and weekly study schedule that works for your life. You can get your free copy by going to the link in the show notes. You're gonna love it, and you're gonna feel so much better knowing that you have a solid study plan in place. Before we go and to wrap things up, here's a great quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. It takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan. So create a study plan and get organized. I know you can do this, and the end result will be incredible, my friend. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Share this episode on Instagram at JanaNicoleRD and help spread the word to other RDs to be. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time on the RD Exam Made Easy podcast. Bye for now.